true believers. What am I doing today? Well, I've been doing some reading. Yeah, it's a geeky activity. I think it falls under the geek... the geek cast? Is that what this is? No, it's the Sean Geek podcast. And I've been doing some reading, doing some just basically going to the digital library and getting some ebooks and getting some audiobooks. And I kind of powered through three of them. And I'm going to do a quick review of all three in today's episode. So the first book that came through that I read was a book on Kevin Mitnick, who was the this incredible hacker that gained a lot of notoriety and broke a lot of laws and got in a lot of trouble. And I wasn't, I mean, I'm aware of hacking, of course, and I'm, you know, aware of that whole culture. Probably one of the most famous hackers, if not the most famous hacker. And it's his story in his own words. I guess he wrote his own biography, or an autobiography, as you were. And he chronicled his life. So it was very, very interesting because when it comes to hacking, I think there's a misconception as to how hacking works. And there's a whole social engineering aspect to it that I wasn't, that I never really thought much about. But it was really, really entertaining. Really entertaining book to see how he got into these places and how he got that information and how he got the passwords and how he got the passcodes and how, you know, how this all played out and panned out. And it was very, very interesting. The book was great. I'll put a link down below. I've given a review for it on Goodreads. If any of you are on Goodreads, I strongly recommend it. It's a good way to keep track of what you read, what you want to read, and what you're going to read next. It really pays off. So anyway, I got a review on there. Hey, if you guys want to link to me on Goodreads and you want to provide some additional reading for me, I would love it. I'm always looking for recommendations on books. In fact, most of the books I read are basically based on recommendations from people that I know that have said, hey, you should read this. So here's my recommendation to you. Check out the link below. I'm driving. I don't have crib notes in front of me because I'm trying to be a cautious driver, but I do not remember the title of this book. It kept eluding me. It's like Ghosts in the Machine or something like this. But anyway, check the link below, probably through the Goodreads. Check it out. Let me know if you like the book. Reply below in the comment section, either on the iTunes page or on my Podbean page or on my Facebook page. I'd actually like to hear what you guys think. If anyone else has read this book, wouldn't mind sharing some stories back and forth. So the book was great. It was very, very interesting. Very interesting side to hacking and all that it entails. And the whole social engineering aspect of hacking is really worth the price of the book. I don't know if I'd read it again. I think I gave it a 3-star rating. But it was definitely very interesting, and I'd be very interested to hear this person talk in his own voice and hear what he has to say. He's a very arrogant person, but also very self-righteous. And what he's doing was very wrong. How he went about doing it was very wrong. But he seemed justified in his actions throughout the book. It was very, very interesting how he was the victim here, and eventually he did become the victim. But it's very, very interesting. As I was reading the book, what I thought was what really captured me was like, oh yeah, this reminds me of Alias, the old J.J. Abrams show from maybe the 2000s, I guess. That I really, really liked, and a lot of the things that were happening in the book are things that happened on the show, so it was very, very interesting. So, anyway, check it out. I recommend it. It's definitely an interesting read, and worth putting on your to-read list. The next book that I did was the autobiography of Sebastian Bach, former singer for Skid Row, and also very, well, I'm just failing on words here today. This traffic's driving me nuts. It's raining. Everyone's driving as if it were snowing. But anyway, Sebastian Bach, I think it's called 18 in Life to Skid Row. Again, I'll put a link down below. You can check it out. Check out the book. Check out my review on Goodreads. This was very, very good. The reason my big thing is, I guess the reason I really enjoyed the book is it's written by him. There's no ghostwriter. There's nothing like that. It's in his own words. You can almost hear him talking in your head as you're reading the book. But he's actually a very good writer, which I really took me by surprise, and it shouldn't have. The lyrics on some of the songs are actually quite, on some of the Skid Row songs anyway, I'm somewhat familiar with the solo career side, are very, very well written. Now, he wasn't the main songwriter in terms of lyric writing, but he was the main songwriter in terms of vocal writing. So, but anyway, he's very eloquent. He speaks very well. The writing is very, very good. It's very, you know, when he's describing a scene, it's like you're there. You can smell it. You can feel it. But what I really liked about this biography versus, and I keep going back to this comparison, and I apologize, but the Anthony Kiedis biography that I read, Scar Tissue, I believe it's called, I really did not enjoy that book. And the reason I didn't enjoy the book, and the reason that the Kevin Mitnick biography stuck in my craw a little bit, was this arrogance. This, look, I'm a douchebag kind of thing. I'm not a really good person. But kind of justifying your existence and those things that you do that are really hurtful to the people around you, really... I mean, the things that you put the people around you through really unapologetically. And I don't like people like that. I have a hard time associating with someone who will continuously do something that continuously hurts and haunts the people around them with no recriminations for what you're doing, no apology, no, you know, I was a kid, I was an idiot, you know, I'm really sorry for the things I put my family through, or whatever. You didn't get that from Scar Tissue, Anthony Kiedis' biography. You didn't get it from Kevin Mitnick. You got a little bit of it, but I mean, he kept doing it over and over again, and yeah, he seems to be a bit apologetic to what he put his family through, but at the same time, it's an addict that never quit in both of those books. In the case of Sebastian Bach's biography, hey, you know what? I was an idiot. I was a kid. He's learned his lessons. He's moved forward, and as a human being, he's evolved. He hasn't remained stagnant. He's actually moved on, and he's in a good place. He's happy. He's moved past any demons he might have had, you know. And when I read a biography, I really like to see a life affirmation end to it. I'm kind of a glass half full kind of guy, and I like to see a biography that kind of goes that way. At least that's where I am in my life. So kudos to Sebastian. You wrote this yourself. Good for you for sticking to your guns and doing it that way, because I gotta say, this book was just good. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. I think I gave it a 4-star or a 5-star. I probably gave it a 5-star. It was entertaining. It was good. I enjoyed the story he was telling. I enjoyed how he was telling the story. I liked the way he told, how he went. Just the delivery and of everything. It was quite enjoyable. Highly recommend it. I am a fan of Sebastian Bach, the singer. I am a fan of Sebastian Bach, the songwriter. So, I mean, he even went through his vocal regime and how he keeps his voice in top-notch shape. Which I like technical sides in a biography. to explain things. I like to understand how things work. That's where the bonuses to the Kevin Mitnick biography were, that he explained how, you know, his skills that he had as a hacker, he explained how he did things. And I really enjoy those aspects of things. So, the other book that I just literally finished this morning, I believe it was. It was this morning on my way to work. So this was an audiobook, and this was The Princess Diarist by Carrie Fisher. And this was the book that she wrote. And the reason I got the audiobook, the main reason I got the audiobook, it is read by the author, and my God, it is, you know, I honestly think it's probably better to get the audiobook in this case, because to hear Carrie Fisher tell her story, it's way more entertaining, it's way more lively, it's way more fun. There's emphasis. She's a very good writer, period, as it is, as you know. She wrote the book Postcards from the Edge, which eventually became a movie, which I think she might have wrote the screenplay for. I could be wrong there. But Carrie Fisher is a very entertaining individual. She's very funny, very self-deprecating. She does not take herself seriously. She does have a great... she does honor the Star Wars fans. She's appreciative of the success she's achieved. And in this book's really good. I don't want to give away too much, but basically focuses on the Star Wars years. She had kept a diary back in those days, I guess between the years of 76 to 77, 78, 80-ish, thereabouts. And it covers her state of being at the time. And the book is written in two different voices. The one voice is her actual diaries from back then, and this part of the book is read by a different person. It's not read by Carrie Fisher herself. And there's a dichotomy between when Carrie is speaking in her current voice of her now, I guess just before she passed, to her voice when she was, whatever it was, she was 19, 20 years old at the time of doing Star Wars films. So, very, very different voice. Her opinions of herself, her humor, her state of mind, completely different now than back then. And it really adds a nice color to the book that I really didn't expect to get. She's so funny now. She's so together now. She's so able to laugh at herself. But back then, when you go through her diaries, there's a lot of poems in there. A lot of her self-deprecation back then was so much stronger and not funny. It was just, she's very down on herself, very, very depressed person. And she goes, I didn't expect this at all, but she goes at length discussing her relationship with Harrison Ford, which she had back then, the unusual nature of it. It was a very unusual relationship, not something I can relate to in any way, shape, or form, but it was very interesting to see her side of the relationship and how it worked and how it didn't work and how it existed during the time of those movies. That was a very large chunk of the book, probably 2/3 of the book, I'm guessing. But it was, you know, it was very, very interesting. And I really enjoyed the book. I mean, it was very good. It was very well written. I don't know if I'd give it a 5-star. I'd give it a 3-star for a couple of reasons. It is very short. It does cover a very short period of time. And to be honest, I think that Carrie Fisher's work outside of Star Wars does deserve some credit and some visibility. And I think I would have liked to have seen that, but I guess, alas, we will not see that. But she covered this in Postcards from the Edge in a kind of autobiographical form, but kind of fictionalized account of that as well. But I think she has some other work out there that she's written that I think I really would like to go back to. The one thing that was very, very interesting in the book that may go over most people's heads And she does have a very interesting stream of consciousness way to her writing. How she gets tangential. She'll just completely go off on a tangent on a stream of consciousness thought, basic, you know, that comes from, she says something about something that's going on, and then she totally goes off on a tangent there to discuss something else, but it kind of self-references itself and kind of goes back in a circle. I don't know if this is making sense to you or not. It makes sense to me as a writer, how you go from one thought to the next, and somehow they're all interconnected and they all work together. And I found her writing worked that way for me. It made a lot of sense to me from a writer's perspective, but I don't know if this would get lost on a general audience. But very enjoyable book. Again, please go with the audio book version of this if you can. Having Carrie Fisher read her own words just really made it, just kind of put it over the edge for me, and it made it that much more interesting. Maybe I need to go back and give this a 4 out of 5 star because it was really that good.
So that's it for the book reviews, people, and we will see you on the flip side.